I thought that in order for something to qualify as a good thing, it had to be extraordinary. Like, it had to be something out of my regular routine. But through this exercise, I learned that there's so much goodness in the little things in life, like being able to have a slow morning, drinking a cozy beverage with your partner, or getting out and enjoying fresh air and some sunshine. And it really helped me in the end get out of this depression because I was challenging myself to look past my suffering and just appreciating the goodness in my life that already existed, but I wasn't paying attention to.
Stay connected to gratitude. Hit the follow button right now and join thousands of listeners tuning in each week. We're the Gratitude Seekers. Come join us. Hi, Gratitude Seeker. Welcome to a new episode of the Gratitude Podcast. Our guest from today is the founder of one of the largest trauma healing communities on Instagram and the author of You're Going to Be Okay, sharing her vulnerability, story, and ongoing journey to healing. Whether you are at the start of your healing process or have been working through it for a while, this is going to be a powerful interview to listen to. Welcome, Madeline Popelka, to the Gratitude Podcast.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm really looking forward to our conversation.
Well, so am I. And I think it's a really powerful topic. And even though some of our listeners might not think that they have experienced trauma, because usually when we think about trauma, it's something that has to be really big, huge. Mm-hmm. But from my understanding, it's something that can be really small and really personal. So I would like for us to start with this. Like, what is trauma and how can trauma impact us?
Yeah, so what you're saying about it, us believing that trauma has to be something huge, something devastating, really resonates with a lot of survivors. So I personally went through several traumatic experiences throughout my life, and they didn't seem, quote unquote, that bad. I thought that they could always be worse, and I always minimized what I'd been through because the traumatic experiences that we learn about in media, in a lot of books, on TV, they are very devastating and intense. So when we compare our experiences to what we see around us, it can make what we've been through seem insignificant. But trauma is deeply personal. And, you know, something that seems like a small experience to one person may profoundly impact another person because we are all unique individuals with different backgrounds. And some of us have a history of trauma that starts in childhood that impacts how we respond to traumatic events in the future, because trauma can compound and build on one another and intensify that way, which is what my experience was. And when we think about our traumatic experiences as small, it can prevent us from taking those first steps towards healing because we keep telling ourselves that it's not that bad, that we should be able to move on, that we can just forget about what happened. But unfortunately, it doesn't work like that. And your trauma will get your attention one way or another. And you eventually you'll have to face it to find relief.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. And what I was thinking about is the fact that we've all been through a traumatic experience one way or another. And I'm thinking about the pandemic, the fact that we've all been through this and we've experienced it on a bigger on a smaller scale. I, for once, I know for sure that it left some marks. And I do understand, I'm well aware that those need to be addressed. And I'm sure that it's a situation that's common with many of our listeners. Have you been working with people on trauma related to this worldwide event that we experienced?
Yeah, I mean, I've heard a lot of people share how it has impacted them. Like, obviously, a lot of us were isolated and we didn't have access to our communities physically. I know some people were stuck in places where they didn't feel safe, and being there for a prolonged period can absolutely have this impact on you. And a lot of people were struggling financially. People were losing their health insurance coverage. So, I mean, there were so many ways that you could be affected by trauma during the pandemic. But yeah, everyone's experience is completely different. So some people may feel like that they weren't too affected by it. But others, it was absolutely devastating. I mean, some people lost family members, some people were hospitalized. I mean, it's not everyone had the same experience, and I think people were impacted on different levels.
Yeah, definitely. And I'm guessing the solutions to these are also quite personalized, as we are quite unique, each and every one of us. And yeah,
absolutely,
it's been something that has impacted us, definitely. And I'm just thinking about this because it's something that we all share as a traumatic experience. For me, just the fact that it took so much until it actually was officially at its end, because I kept positive for quite a while and it was okay, but the fact that it took so much and that it just seemed that it will never end. That was very hard for me, and it was very, very weird that just it didn't seem to end like I hoped, because I was very optimistic in the beginning. So yeah, that was my experience, and I'm sure that many of our listeners that were like me, a bit more optimistic about how things will work out, have experienced this a bit as well. So yeah,
thanks for sharing that.
Yeah, sure. I think it's important to talk about these kinds of things, because especially since we have something that we all share in common, like this generation will be at a level, at some level, but the generation that has this in common, like our parents have had the experience of war, or being children that were raised after the war, or yeah, actually that have been in the war, and these things actually impacted them and they're impacting us as well. And I wanted to get to this. All spend more time outside with fresh air in your lungs and healthier habits in your schedule by eliminating the hassle of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up after each meal. Stress-free eating is just one click away this spring. Factor's delicious meals range from calorie smart, keto, protein plus, to vegan and veggie, and they're ready in just 2 minutes. Customize your weekly meals with the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. Head to factormeals.com/gratitude50 and use code gratitude50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's gratitude50 at factormeals.com/gratitude50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
So the generational and cultural trauma.
Yeah,
I think it's so interesting. We don't usually think about this because we just have a smaller focus on the day to day. But actually, we are part of something bigger. We are part of the family that has been through different kinds of experiences, and they shaped our family, our parents, our grandparents. But that actually led to the way we are shaped one way or another. So tell us a little bit about generational and cultural trauma.
Yeah, so what you're saying is exactly right. When we experience trauma, it doesn't just experience us, it impacts the people who surround us as well, whether we realize it or not. And in my experience, so I am the daughter of a refugee from Vietnam. So my mom lived through the devastation of the Vietnam War, following the Vietnam War, and then eventually fled her country on a boat. And then stayed at a refugee camp for a while before she made her way to America. And then, you know, there are also the differences that our parents were raised too. So for my mom, corporal punishment was the norm when she was growing up, and she faced physical beatings regularly. That was the way that she was disciplined. And while she knew that that wasn't accepted in America with me when I was growing up, she didn't physically harm me because she knew that that was not acceptable. But she did threaten to beat me and did still scare me. And that left me terrified, and it did impact me. And when she was feeling overwhelmed or would get triggered when I was a child, she would lash out at me. And I mean, I didn't know that this had anything to do with trauma at the time. I only see this now after I've done some healing work and looking back at it. And I mean, it's really hard to deal with because, obviously I was harmed by her actions, but at the same time, I do have compassion for my mom because I do see the bigger picture of everything that she had been through. And, you know, we talk about stopping the cycles of intergenerational trauma and stopping the cycle of harm. And in a way, yes, my mom did traumatize me, but she did stop some cycles of trauma because she suffered starvation and poverty, and I did not. So that is one way that she did stop the cycle of harm for me, and did stop that one aspect of trauma. So
I can only imagine how hard it must have been for her, and going to a foreign country and having to start over must have been really hard. And of course she was carrying her own trauma, like you mentioned. It's just something that we can only imagine from the outside. And of course, this influenced you. But the beautiful part is that you managed to overcome some of it, and you managed to speak about it, to be open about it, and to find a better way. And I believe this is where this trauma work and the topic of our interview today relates to gratitude. I believe that we can see the world in a different way when we work on our traumas, when we overcome our traumas, because in my experience, at least, the trauma that we experience tends to create a really, gray map of the world. Like, if we have lived in fear, even if we weren't physically abused, if we feared the person that was taking care of us, we felt like the world was like that.
Mm-hmm.
And that didn't leave much room for gratitude, did it?
No, it doesn't. When you go through something that's so devastating and that is affecting your everyday life, it is hard to see, to look past your suffering, because it is so consuming.
Exactly. And that's what I want us to go into a little bit. The fact that even though we have like all of the exercises, all of the things that we can do to feel more grateful, sometimes just the fact that we feel that we don't feel safe, for instance, to feel grateful, because we might feel that we still need to defend ourselves from a potential aggressor, even though that's not a reality anymore. But our brain is wired that way, and it wants to keep us safe, right? What can we do in these situations?
Exactly. And yeah, that's one thing that's so common after trauma, and something that's so hard to break through. And it's really hard to let go of, because this is how we evolve. This is how we protect ourselves from potential danger, is to be thinking one step ahead, to be preparing ourselves for potential danger. But the reality is, and what I've learned after living like that for years, which is absolutely exhausting, is that if trauma is going to happen, it's not something that can be prevented. Like we all do, which is a really hard reality to live with, but it can be exhausting trying to protect yourselves from something that can potentially happen. And what I've realized is you miss out on life when you're just preparing yourself for the worst to happen. It's obviously really hard to work through, and it's not something that you can just switch on, switch off. it's definitely a practice, and it takes a lot of work to start to let go of some of that fear and to allow yourself to live more in the present moment that of reality.
Yeah. And it's so hard to do that at times, isn't it?
Absolutely.
I mean, yeah. It sounds so simple, but when you get to do it, when you're in the situation to do it, it's so hard, especially now when we are receiving notifications from all kinds of apps, right and left. Just being present, it's something that it takes practice to do, and it's not that easy.
Absolutely.
And to be grateful, I think we need to be present, because we need to be aware of the good things that surround us, the things that we can appreciate in our lives, right?
Absolutely, because when you're living in this place of fear, it's like you can have tunnel vision and you're focused on the potentially bad things that can happen, when there could be so much goodness all around you, but you just aren't paying attention to it. So then when you are in the present moment and you take a moment to appreciate it, then you can widen your perspective. And I think this is like a really key part of healing too, because it's so easy to keep focusing on the bad stuff that can potentially happen, but it's really exhausting and hard to live in that state, even though it's hard to let go of. But when we are in the present moment and we can, and we realize that we are safe, that we are good, that there is beauty around us, then it can make the journey of healing more sustainable. Because it's a moment of relief. It's a moment of brightness.
Yeah, exactly. And our brain, like you said, can finally relax, can finally just be and feel safe, secure. And when we're living with trauma, that can be such a gift in and of itself. Just the fact that we don't feel that we need to protect ourselves, that we need to be on guard all the time.
Just yes.
That can be. Spend more time outside with fresh air in your lungs and healthier habits in your schedule by eliminating the hassle of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up after each meal. Stress-free eating is just one click away this spring. Factor's delicious meals range from calorie smart, keto, protein plus, to vegan and veggie, and they're ready in just 2 minutes. Customize your weekly meals with the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks and beverages, to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. Head to factormeals.com/gratitude50 and use code gratitude50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's gratitude50 at factormeals.com/gratitude50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Yeah, absolutely. And for any other listeners who've experienced trauma and who feel stuck in this state, I do want to reiterate that being able to open your perspective and see things outside of your suffering absolutely takes practice. And I talk about this in my book a little bit. There is a chapter called Hold Space for the Goodness. And I share about how I was suffering from depression and I felt this shift in my mood that I just felt so stuck in it. And I went to my therapist who was like, okay, well, this is something that you can work on. And she shared this simple journaling exercise with me that really challenged me to pause at the end of the day and take a moment to identify a few good things that happened. And this was a really challenging exercise for me at first. And part of the reason why was because I thought that in order for something to qualify as a good thing, it had to be extraordinary. Like it had to be something out of my regular routine. But through this exercise, I learned that there's so much goodness in the little things in life, like being able to have a slow morning, drinking a cozy beverage with your partner, or getting out and enjoying fresh air and some sunshine. And it really helped me in the end get out of this depression because I was challenging myself to look past my suffering and just appreciating the goodness in my life that already existed, but I wasn't paying attention to.
Exactly. I love that. I love the fact that we actually, it's so true. We tend to think that we need to have like something really big happening so that we can think about it at the end of the day and feel grateful for that experience, when the small things, the day-to-day things that are so simple can actually bring us so much joy and so much fulfillment.
Absolutely. And I think that it's those little things that matter. Those are the things that happen every single day that help us get through every single day. Because, I mean, let's be honest, like most days are mundane for a lot of us. Like I'm not Beyonce. I'm not, you know, jet setting around the world. Like most days are mundane. And it's like if something extraordinary needs to happen for me to have a good day, then that's going to be a rare occurrence. So I think, you know, shifting our perspective to really see the good in the little things that already surround us is what makes this journey of healing so much more sustainable, because it's these little pockets of goodness, of joy, that will help us get through the days, the ones that are especially hard, and allow us to keep moving forward.
Yeah, definitely. And since you mentioned Beyonce, my belief and in my experience is that even for her, at some level, I think she got used to some of the great things that she's experiencing, because this is how we're wired. We have this hedonic adaptation that when things are good, we tend to integrate them as just being normal, you know. And while her normal is quite different than ours, it might just feel as normal for her, you know?
Absolutely. That's so true.
And that's why I believe these principles are so powerful, because they apply to someone like her and they apply to someone like us. The scale might be different, but it's basically the same thing. We get used to the good things that we have in our life. And if we're not aware of them, we don't pay attention and we don't appreciate them, they seem to not be there anymore. We seem to think that we don't have things that we can be grateful for, but we do. It's many of us are living right now in this moment. I'm talking about me and you and about our listeners. We are experiencing the kind of life that we could only imagine a few years ago.
It's true. Yeah. I mean, I didn't think when I was struggling with trauma in the thick of healing, I didn't think it was possible to live outside of a state of suffering. I thought that was, mm-hmm. I was just going to have to get used to it. And I thought that was just going to be my life. But now that I've made it through those really rough patches, I can look back and be like, wow, look how far I've come, you know?
Yeah. And I love the example that you gave, because we tend to think outside of ourselves where we are, like the house where we live in, the car that we drive and things of this nature, when we think about how much we grew and how different things are. But this is such a powerful perspective, that the fact that you mentioned that you live outside of that discomfort that you experience, that you're freed from it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's wonderful and takes a lot of awareness, but in many situations, I think many of us actually want that, to be able to overcome these traumas, these things that are keeping us from enjoying life more. Mm-hmm. And it's not always about the bigger house or the more expensive car, as it is about, like you said, living from a different kind of place. And we're not usually taught, or we don't usually speak about these kinds of goals or values, but I think they're so important because the way we experience our life through our emotions is life itself, right?
Yeah, yes. No, but that's so true. And I think when we go through a really hard, devastating experience and we experience trauma, our goals and our priorities and our values change. So maybe at first, you know, goals were more focused on career or material things and money. But after going through something hard and suffering from it emotionally, physically, spiritually, whatever the struggle may be, it can really shift those priorities for you, which is something that I definitely experienced too, where nothing else mattered. I just wanted to feel better.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Exactly. And sometimes just being able to prioritize yourself, your own well-being, is, for me at least, is abundance. It's being rich, you know, the fact that you can make yourself a priority and work on some of your inner issues, and just experiencing life from this point of view, I think it's something that many people that might have more might not enjoy. And I think it's something that we all need, actually. And many of us, including me at times, are just running away from it, you know?
Yeah, which is natural. I mean, a lot of us, that's how we've adapted to survive a specific situation, is just to try to run away or try to forget about it, try to bury it. But it's so true. What a gift it is to be able to dedicate time and energy to ourselves, to our well-being, to our healing. Because I know in this world, when you have responsibilities and you have work, being able to dedicate that time and effort to yourself is not accessible to everyone. So when we're able to do it, I truly see it, like, obviously going through trauma is really hard, and I wish that we didn't have to put the healing work that we do into it. However, being able to dedicate this time to yourself, I believe, is a gift, not just for yourself, but for people around us, because I truly believe that healing is a gift and it benefits ourselves and others, because when we're our best selves, it's easier to show up for other people, to support other people, to be more generous and caring and compassionate. So I really believe that healing not only benefits us, but every single person that we touch and interact with.
Spend more time outside with fresh air in your lungs and healthier habits in your schedule by eliminating the hassle of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up after each meal. Stress-free eating is just one click away this spring. Factor's delicious meals range from calorie smart, keto, protein plus, to vegan and veggie, and they're ready in just 2 minutes. Customize your weekly meals with the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. Head to factormeals.com/gratitude50 and use code gratitude50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's gratitude50 at factormeals.com/gratitude50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. Exactly. And we can think of extremes when it comes to this. So, for instance, when people are angry, when people are, going through different kinds of things, that they, in certain situations, they take it on you or on other people. And
yep.
This happens because for different kinds of reasons, they weren't able to make their well-being a priority. And it just happens that they have bad days or bad months or so. And unfortunately, that goes on to making other people's days worse. So I think there's reverse of it happens as well. It's just that we got used to it, you know, and it's not as much in the news as the things that are done by angry people. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't mean that the reverse isn't true, and that many more acts of kindness, for instance, actually happen because people have prioritized their well-being and were able to think about others and empathize with others and be kind and spread the love, the gratitude to other people, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So it's something that we can do to have a better world is just focusing on ourselves and our own well-being, and appreciating the good things that we are experiencing, because that's what one thing that we can do, and it's always close to us, even if it's not always easy to access. Something mm-hmm. that we can always go to. Can definitely make for a different kind of life experience, and with different kinds of goals that might not be as visual from some points of view, but that doesn't mean that they are not there and that they are not powerful and meaningful for us. So I also wanted to ask you about something that I was thinking when I was thinking about being compassionate towards other people, because many trauma victims tend to manifest in different ways, especially if they don't have the time or the resources to work on their traumas. So mm-hmm. what are some words, some phrases that may be harmful for trauma victims?
Oh, that to hear from others in their life? Yeah. I mean, it can be, so dealing with trauma, it's, you're in a very vulnerable state, you know, you're really struggling. So, and it's really hard to open up to others about it, because it can be really, like, number one, you don't want to revisit the memories because they're really upsetting, terrifying, scary. And then you don't know how other people are going to react. You don't know if they'll judge you for struggling with your trauma symptoms, for not being, you know, happy, for they may hold some stigma around mental health conditions. And so it can be really scary to open up to someone. And I think that when a trauma survivor does work up the courage to do so, and then they're met with a response that is dismissive or minimizing or judgmental, it can be absolutely devastating. And unfortunately, myself and I think most other trauma survivors have been met with a response like that. And it can be really discouraging to try to open up to someone else about it again. So a few things that I've heard personally, and I know other trauma survivors have heard, that have been hurtful and really made it harder to heal from, was like minimizing statements like, oh, it wasn't that bad. Or like, oh, like that happened so long ago, you aren't over it. So that's kind of like judgmental. Or some people will even say, I don't think that happened, saying that they don't believe you, and or just minimizing what you're going through. Like, and I think some people do have good intentions in trying to comfort trauma survivors and helping them feel less alone. But like for me, for instance, when I opened up about having panic attacks to a friend, they said, oh, I have panic attacks all the time. So they were telling me like, oh, it's not that bad. Like, what are you, like, you have no reason to be struggling the way that you do. And it was really hurtful to me, because I was, you know, at a low in my life, and they were basically saying like, you know, everyone experiences this. That's nothing to, you should be able to like cope with this. And that's like really harmful because it can create shame for a lot of trauma survivors, which just adds to the pain and makes it harder to heal. So I always recommend it when someone opens up about their trauma, which again is a really hard thing to do, for people to listen with compassion, without judgment, and it's just like, you don't even need to find the right words to say. You don't need to have an inspirational speech ready. A lot of us just want to be heard, to be listened to, and to know that we have someone there to support us, so we feel less alone in our struggles.
Exactly. That's so beautiful. And I'm sure that many of our listeners have people around them that have been through trauma, and it's we don't always know what to do and how to approach it, and we want to be there for the people in our life that have been through traumatic experiences, but it's not so easy to do it, and your tips help quite a lot. And I couldn't stop myself thinking about one of the words that the phrases that some people use when it comes to gratitude as well, like, you should be grateful. And I think this is one of the worst things you can say if you want someone to be grateful, because it just doesn't work that way.
Exactly. And I think that's what a lot of trauma survivors face too, where when they open up to someone can just be like, oh, well, at least this didn't happen. You should be grateful that you're still alive. And it kind of just like pushes the trauma to the side. Like, they're kind of like dismissing it in a way. I'm just being like, oh yeah, you should be grateful. And it's like, okay, well, how can I be grateful that I'm still suffering right now and I'm still living in pain? And yeah, it's definitely something that can't be forced.
Spend more time outside with fresh air in your lungs and healthier habits in your schedule by eliminating the hassle of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up after each meal. Stress-free eating is just one click away this spring. Factor's delicious meals range from calorie smart, keto, protein plus, to vegan and veggie, and they're ready in just 2 minutes. Customize your weekly meals with the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks and beverages, to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. Head to factormeals.com/gratitude50 and use code gratitude50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's gratitude50 at factormeals.com/gratitude50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. Exactly. And that's why we are talking about this topic, because like you said, it can't be forced. Like, if you are in a fearful state during a panic attack, or going through depression, or different kinds of things that need time and attention to heal, to get better, it's such an inappropriate thing to say that, okay, you should be grateful, because it just produces shame. It just makes you think, oh, maybe I should be grateful, and why am I not? I don't know, all kinds of things that we can think about ourselves when we hear these kinds of words. And it just doesn't get us to that point of actually being grateful.
Exactly.
Instead, like you mentioned, if we are listened to, we can open up, we can lessen the resistance, lessen the hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Then we can find place for gratitude naturally, and it can happen more organically instead of just forcing it in.
Absolutely. I think as we heal, we obtain different perspectives that are outside the suffering. And I think, like, even once we get there, like people say, oh, you should be grateful that you like made it out alive. And for trauma survivors, like, I don't think anyone will ever be grateful for their suffering, for going through the hard stuff, for struggling, for dealing with nightmares and depression and severe anxiety and insomnia. I mean, it's really hard to live with. But I think a lot of us are grateful for the lessons that we've learned through healing. We're grateful for the growth that we've experienced as a result of all the healing work that we've done. And I think, you know, there's so much room for gratitude when it comes to healing, but it does need to come up organically. And as we heal, it's not something that can just be like that you just force on yourself, like, oh, I'm going to be grateful for this. Like, no, it needs to be something that it's something that's more accessible as you heal.
Exactly, because it just feels dishonest in that moment, and you know it.
Exactly. And at that point, you're like, I'm lying. Like, it just feels like you're lying to yourself, and that's I mean, that doesn't serve anyone.
Exactly. That's so true. And I think it's very important for all of us to have a good relationship with ourselves, and when we feel that we are not being honest, to give ourselves the time and not force things, because it just doesn't work that way.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I mean, I think like a lot of us wish that we could just like push through the pain, and we wish that we could just heal, that we could just arrive at this end destination. But it's like healing and gratitude a lot of time isn't the end goal. It's like a byproduct, mm-hmm. if that makes sense. Like, we're doing these things to get better, and then the healing, but we aren't forcing the healing upon ourselves. It's something that is a byproduct of the things that we are doing, something that comes more naturally.
Exactly. So tell us a little bit more about your book. I just love the name, You're Gonna Be Okay.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, so this book is very personal to me. When I was diagnosed with PTSD, it felt like the end of the world. And when I was dealing with the intense trauma symptoms, like I mentioned earlier, I never thought that I'd feel normal again. I didn't think that I was going to be okay, and I didn't think that healing was possible. So I titled my book, You're Going to Be Okay, because I want people to know that there is hope and that healing is possible. And things may not be okay for trauma survivors because it can completely reroute someone's life and they may be facing challenges and changes that are absolutely devastating. But healing is a process that happens internally. And I wholeheartedly believe that every human out there has the ability to heal and ultimately be okay. And I wrote the book because it's what I really needed to read on my healing journey when I didn't feel seen or supported. There are so many trauma books and great resources out there, but I didn't really feel seen in them because, as we discussed earlier, I felt like my quote-unquote small traumatic experiences couldn't measure up to what these books were discussing. And I compared myself to them, and it ultimately didn't help me heal. And also, a lot of the books out there were like really clinical and they explained the symptoms and the science, but they didn't really provide me with comfort or hope. For as someone who was experiencing them, they were more like, oh, this is what's wrong with you, and this is the science behind it, which, you know, is great information. But I really wanted this book, You're Going to Be Okay, to be a companion to a trauma survivor, to comfort them on their healing journey, to help them feel less alone in their struggles, because dealing with trauma can be so isolating and not everyone gets it. So I really hope that by sharing my story of healing, it gives other trauma survivors hope and that they can see the path forward and that healing is possible.
Wow. This is just amazing. And I think it's the best description for the book. And I think it's something that so many people need, because it speaks to what you mentioned before in the interview, the fact that you, as a trauma survivor, you need to be listened to, you need to feel understood, and that helps you heal. And yeah, that's beautiful that you've put out this resource into the world. And by the way, where can our audience get it?
Oh, it is sold wherever books are sold. Online retailers, the big ones like Amazon, if you're in the US, Barnes & Noble. Wherever books are sold, you should be able to get it.
Wonderful, wonderful. So make sure you get a copy. I think it's an amazing companion, like you mentioned, and I'm really happy that we had this beautiful conversation. And I'm really happy to have had this time together and to have spoken about such a powerful topic that we might sometimes forget or run away from, but I think it's important to speak about it and to heal it so that we can experience even more gratitude.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me. I've really enjoyed this conversation.
My pleasure.
Hey, Gratitude Seeker, thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this interview. I really appreciate it. And if you could think of one person that would also benefit from it, share it with them. It might actually be the inspiration that they need to make their day or maybe even their life much better. Thank you so much once again. This has been Giorgio Benta. Don't forget to keep seeking and spreading gratitude.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Are you experiencing more lack in your life than you used to? Unfortunately, some things are not in our control, but we can control how we see them. Join me on a 7-week journey from lack to abundance through gratitude. Go to georgianbenta.com/abundancecourse. That's georgianbenta.com/abundancecourse to join me now.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Are you experiencing more lack in your life than you used to? Unfortunately, some things are not in our control, but we can control how we see them. Join me on a 7-week journey from lack to abundance through gratitude. Go to georgianbenta.com/abundancecourse. That's georgianbenta.com/abundancecourse to join me now.